This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick brings our series called 40 Days of Love to a powerful close with a final look at achieving the goals of obedience to Christ and living a life of love on a day-to-day basis. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how you can take the complete audio for this series wherever you go. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Secrets of Lasting Love.
Who in your life have you been not expecting the best from? Love expects the best. Love never stops hoping. It extends grace. It expresses faith, it expects the best, and then number four, it endures the worst. Love endures the worst. Lasting love is persistent. It is determined. It is diligent. It is resolute. It is almost stubborn in its insistence that it will not give up. It will not give up on the relationship. The Bible says this, love never gives up. Love endures through every circumstance. NIV, love always perseveres. The Message translation, love never looks back, but keeps going to the end. One of the great secrets of a lasting love, a love that lasts a lifetime, is simply this, stay put. Don't give up. Hang on. Don't let go. Refuse to give in. I think God brought some of you here today just to say that. When God wants to make a mushroom, he takes 6 hours. When God wants to make an oak tree, he takes 60 years. Do you want your marriage to be a mushroom or an oak tree? Do you want your life to be a mushroom or an oak tree? There are things you will learn hanging on that you will never learn any other way. And the purpose of marriage is not just to make you happy, but to make you holy and to teach you how to grow up and to be unselfish and to be less thoughtful of yourself and more thoughtful of others. Great people are just ordinary people with an extraordinary amount of determination. They just don't know how to quit. Anyone who's been around Saddleback knows the story of Kay and my early marriage. First 2 years of our marriage were terrible. It was hell on earth. Really, it was. She would tell you this. And I was Satan. We just did not get along. Now, Kay and I loved each other, and we got engaged, and immediately I moved to Japan, and she moved to Birmingham, Alabama. And we were apart our entire engagement. So when we got married, we really didn't know each other. It was like, and who are you? And what we discovered is we were opposite in every single DNA cell of our beings. It was black and white. It was, I say hi, you say lo. I say why, you say I don't know. Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da. We were, if we had taken the eHarmony test, oh, baby. This is headed for disaster. We started arguing on the wedding night, and from there it got worse. And we loved each other, but we did not get along. We just fought and fought and fought. But the Bible says lasting love never gives up. And we had made a vow, and we stood before a group of our friends and before God, and we said, till death do us part. And we said, okay, divorce is not an option. And we closed the escape hatch on our marriage, and we threw away the key, and we said, we're going to make this thing work if it kills us. It nearly did. I ended up in the hospital, and Kay thought she was having a nervous breakdown, and it was miserable. But we said, for us, divorce is off the table. You can't ever even talk about it. You can't ever even mention it. Because we have made a vow to God, death do us part. And we take that serious. So, divorce is not an option. Murder, yes, but divorce, no. And when we made that kind of commitment, it forced us to grow up. Now, I used to do marriage counseling. I'm going to give you 20 years of marriage counseling in two words: grow up. Because all marriage problems come down to this: I want my way, you want your way. And you have to stop learning I, me, and mine, start saying we and ours. And you must be willing to change for the benefit of somebody else. Pure and simple, all marriage problems come down to pride, ego, and selfishness. I want what I want, you want what you want, and neither of us is willing to change. Or one of us is and the other one isn't. When it comes down to that, it's grow up. So Kay and I went out and we got counseling. We said, we can't afford it, but we're going to get counseling. I don't understand people say, I can't afford counseling. How much is your happiness worth? Take out a loan. I was making $800 a month as a 25-year-old, or younger than that. I was 20, 21. And $800 a month, and my counseling bill was $100 a week. And I put it on my MasterCard. Racked up a $1,500 bill on MasterCard. I should say, MasterCard saved my marriage. I'm going to do an ad one day. Rick Warren, saved marriage, priceless. Priceless. And it is priceless. I'd pay $10 million for what I've got today. I've been married 33 years. My wife is my best friend. She's my lover. She's my girlfriend. I'd rather talk to her far more than I'd rather talk to you. We do everything together. We love each other. It gets better every year. And I'd pay whatever it cost. And I'm so thankful that we didn't give up on our marriage, but I'm even more thankful that God didn't give up on us.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
If you'd like to have the complete audio for this great series called 40 Days of Love, contact us today. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you all six messages in their entirety. You have your choice of a six-CD box set, an MP3 download link, or a portable flash drive. Now you can take Rick's teaching to work, the gym, to the beach, wherever you go. When you contact us, be sure to ask for the audio series called 40 Days of Love. Your prayers and gifts are taking God's message of hope across our nation and around the world. Request yours today by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Some of you are ready to give up. I want to let go, but I won't let go. There are battles to fight by day and by night for God and the right, and I will never let go. I want to let go, but I won't let go. I'm sick, 'tis true, and worried and blue and worn through and through, but I won't let go. I want to let go, but I won't let go. I will never yield what lie down in the field, surrender my shield. No, I will never let go. I want to let go, but I won't let go. May this be my song mid legions of wrong. Oh, God, keep me strong, that I'll never let go. God brought some of you here today to say this to you: keep on. Don't let go. Don't give up. Persevere. Shoot, be stubborn about it. I'm not going to let go. Hang in there. Hang on. Dave Barnes has written a song called Carry Me Through. And this morning it spoke deeply to me as I listened to it. There's a mountain here before me, and I'm going to climb it with strength not my own. And He is going to lead me where the mountain beats me. Carry me through. Carry me through. There's a river here before me, and I'm going to cross it with strength not my own. He's going to save me when the river takes me. Carry me through. Carry me through. Oh, Lord, be gentle, because I'm just a man. Please don't crush me with heavenly hands. Oh, Lord, remember that I've tried so hard, and I'm walking toward Your kingdom, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will carry me through. Learning to love is the single greatest lesson in life. Learning to love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and learning to love everybody else. It's why God put you on this planet. And the only way you will ever learn how to love is by loving. When you don't feel like loving, when people are unlovable and unlovely and unloving and unloved, that's where you learn real love. Oh, it's easy to love cool people like you. Now, as I pointed out when we started, these four choices are the exact way God loves you. God just expects you to do with others what He has done with you. God has extended you grace. And He has forgiven you. And He said, I sent Jesus Christ to die for all your sins. He extends you grace. If you got what you deserved, you wouldn't be sitting there right now. You wouldn't be alive. He has extended you grace. He wants you to do that with others. He expresses faith in you. Did you know that God believes in you? He believed in you enough to create you, to love you, to die for you, to send His Holy Spirit to live in you. He believed in you enough to give you a freedom of choice, knowing that you full well could choose to thumb your nose to God and live a self-centered life. You need to believe in the God who believes in you. He expresses faith. He expects the best. He knows what you're capable of. He knows you're not living up to your potential, but He doesn't nag you about it. He says, this is what I see in you. And He always has hope that you're going to turn your life completely over to Him. And He expects the best. And God has endured the worst from you and put up with it all. And He's never given up on you. We have been studying for now 6 weeks the 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter on love in the Bible. And I want to end by reading a paraphrase of this chapter on love. Because God loves me, He is slow to lose patience with me. Because God loves me, He takes the circumstances of my life and He uses them in a constructive way for my growth. Because God loves me, He does not treat me as an object to be possessed or manipulated. Because God loves me, He has no need to impress me with how great and powerful He is because He's God. And nor does He belittle me as His child in order to show me how important He is. Because God loves me, He is for me. And He wants me to see me mature and develop in His love. And because God loves me, He does not keep score of all my sins and then beat me over the head with them whenever He gets the chance. See, this is the real secret of learning a lasting love, is letting God's love flow through you. The Bible says here on the screen, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. This is the secret of lasting love. It takes Christ's love in you. Human love wears out. That's why we've got those divorce statistics. But Christ's love is eternal. And before you can offer to others, you've got to get it in you. God brought you here for this service. And there's some of you who are men who've been coming for days or weeks, maybe even months to Saddleback. And God brought you here today and said, guy, today's your day. This is the day you're stepping across the line. This is the day you're going to say, I'm going to become a great lover. And I'm going to start by getting God's love in my life. I'm going to open my life to Jesus Christ and let him fill me with his love in ways that I can't love. And there are some women here, and some young women, and some even girls, who are going to say today, I open my life to the love of Jesus Christ so that he can love other people through me. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? Dear God, I need to feel your love. And today I'm opening myself up in a way like never before. Put your love in every room in my heart. Fill my mind, my life, my body, my hands, my feet with your love. Jesus Christ, thank you for loving for me. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for giving your promise of your spirit to be put inside me. I don't understand it all, but I want to be filled with your love. And I want to learn to love you. And I want to learn to love the people in my life. Forgive me for my immature love. I want to become a mature lover. And I ask you to do in me and in my relationships what I could never do on my own. I want to learn to offer grace. I want to learn to express faith and trust. I want to learn to expect the best. And I want to learn to endure the worst, even in sickness and in health. And I pray this prayer humbly in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, but first, if you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. If you'd like to have the complete audio for this great series called 40 Days of Love, contact us today. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you all 6 messages in their entirety on your choice of CD, USB thumb drive, or downloadable broadcast quality MP3s. Now you can take Rick's teaching to work, the gym, to the beach, wherever you go. When you contact us, be sure to ask for the audio series called 40 Days of Love. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle, or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love the letters that you send to me. Here's one from a guy named Mike. He says he's learning so much from Daily Hope that he wants to pass it on to others. And here's what he writes. Rick, I've been reading Daily Hope devotional since 2009. I started listening to the Daily Hope audio teachings daily, and sometimes I listen to 3 or 4 per day. Wow, Mike. He says, with the cup of coffee in my hand and Daily Hope in my ear at the beginning of every day, I just feel uplifted. You know, oftentimes I'm pretty convicted, but I always come away knowing that my Father in heaven loves me. Mike writes, you know, last September, after listening to your daily messages on the 40 Days of Love series,
I ordered that series and I have listened to it 6 or 7 times. Every time I listen to each CD, he says, I pick up another golden nugget of information. I am so impressed with all the truth in this series that I'm going to be ordering a series for each of my children. And a special friend of mine that's a Christian, but because of her upbringing, is having difficulty understanding the love that God has for her. You know, part of your relationship with Jesus is being able to tell your life story to others, to let them know how God has transformed your life. Did you know that when you share your story of transformation and hope, other people get blessed as well? So tell somebody today about God's work in your life. I want you to just think about this. Who could you tell your story to today? Just think about that and then do it. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.